You're back.
Thank you so much. And I'm glad that I'm so welcome. The warmth and the spiritual atmosphere is so conducive for me being here. It's like a magnet. And when I'm here, I blend in right inside that consciousness of the runners and the volunteers of disciples of Sri Guru Chinmoy. And when I leave here with the continuous chanting of mantras and prayers, that akanda, continuous chanting, I take it with me, and then it's my energy for the rest of the day.
You haven't been here in 2 years or a year and a half?
Yeah, that's right. 2 years.
And it looks like you were really, really happy to be back here this morning.
I am. It's just the circumstances, duty towards the ashram and the guru and my fellow brother monks. It took me away. We had a house donated to us in Long Island. I was there to caretake of it and try to sell it so that we could properly use the funds for humanitarian work wherever it's needed. So I was there, and then also we just opened our ashram, new building in Kendall Park, New Jersey, and I was there with the Swamiji there, helping him in the construction, you know, interfacing with the contractor. And, you know, one man can't do that. He's new to the country, and he doesn't understand some of the principles here. And also there is a language problem, so I'm able to help him out. And there are moments that he really needed help. I remember one night he was having nightmares because the contractor wasn't cooperating as usual, and the battle was there as to who should pay for a specific item. So in the night he was having that nightmare, and then he screamed, and then he thought, oh, I'm not alone, the Swami Parameshananda is in the next room, and that gave him solace to sleep. So the brotherhood, the togetherness of people coming together makes harmony, and this is when God smiles, when he sees his creation is in harmony with each other.
On a practical level, you like to run, and maybe you have been running so much as you used to be?
Not so much, because, you know, in different locations, you don't have that facility, really. Here in the where your brothers are running, it's so conducive to running. Like I was just running and the sun is in my face, greeting me. And I was talking with my brothers there, and they say, yes, this is such an auspicious moment for us, that the sun is coming and it brings attention to us, things that we take for granted. How beautiful the sun is, how important it is, because you contemplate on the sun when you're in this kind of a mood. But in the normal day-to-day, rushing to work, oh, you take the sun for granted because you don't have time to look. The mind is always racing. But with this being running here, it's a moment of introspection, and you relate to all of God's creation. And they said, God, this is the eye of God, the sun, and the other eye is the moon, giving us light, not just bright lights, but divine light. Well, I hope you have a very beautiful day, and I thank you for giving me the opportunity to share with you. Thank you.